Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, this is Connie Kendall. And I'd like you to join us for a time of wonder and excitement and all kinds of other fun stuff. Are you ready? Well, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
If this is your number, please call me back. I have to talk to you about something.
Huh, strange.
Somebody got the wrong number.
Yeah, apparently.
I'm sorry you're too late.
I'm confused.
Whatever she needs from William sounded urgent. We have to help them get together. Why does this always happen when I call? No. Go ahead. Go to your meeting. I'll call you back when you have time to talk. No, I'm not mad. The gift is great. Thanks. Okay. I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Oh! What's the matter, Connie?
Oh, you know my dad. I got this in the mail yesterday.
Ah, check for $50.
And a note.
Dear Connie, Merry Christmas. Don't cash this until next Wednesday. Dad.
Heartfelt, huh?
Well, at least he's thinking ahead. I haven't even started my Christmas shopping yet.
Wait, this is for last Christmas?
Oh.
Yeah, and he still hasn't said anything about my birthday 6 months ago. I'm sure he had a meeting that day, too.
Oh, don't be too hard on him, Connie. It's easy to forget birthdays and holidays when you live thousands of miles away. Take it from me.
So you're saying that you've forgotten your kids' birthdays?
Well...
No, you haven't.
All right. No, I haven't. But I was pretty close a couple of times.
See there? Why can't my dad be more like you? You're like the perfect father.
I wish that were true, Connie, but I've made a lot of mistakes in my parenting. More than you know.
Why does it keep doing that?
You got a new cell phone.
Yeah. I switched companies last week. But this new phone beeps every 10 minutes. It's driving me crazy.
Do you mind if I take a look?
No.
Let's see. Oh, it's your voicemail. See this little envelope symbol at the top there?
I never set up any voicemail.
It's probably set up automatically.
How do I listen?
I just push this button. Oh, here.
Thanks. What's ringing? It's probably going to ask me for a passcode or something. I know. I'll put it on speaker so you can tell me what to do.
Okay.
You have new voice messages. Message one. New from 3:45 p.m. Monday.
Hi, this message is for William Crestone. Mm-hmm. William, this is Cindy.
Cindy.
Your daughter. I found this number and an Odyssey address in Mom's old files. I hope it's still right. Call me as soon as you get this, okay? My phone number is 517-001-2362. Thanks. Bye.
Huh, that's strange.
End of message.
Somebody got the wrong number.
Yeah, apparently.
To continue to next message, press pound. To array.
There's another
message two. New from 4:34 p.m. Wednesday.
William, it's Cindy again. If this is your number, please call me back. I have to talk to you about something, and it has nothing to do with what happened 20 years ago, I promise. But please call back. My phone number is 517.
Well, either somebody gave her the wrong number, or if William switched cell phone companies, it's possible
end
that the company
message.
Gave you his old number.
I should call her so she knows that...
To continue to next message.
Yeah, I know.
Message 3. New from 2:56 p.m. today.
Hello, William. This is Cindy again. I'm actually in Odyssey right now. I just got off the train a couple minutes ago. I don't know if you're not getting these messages or if you're just ignoring me, but I figured I'd try you one more time. I'm stopping at the hotel and then I'm going to see you. Mom had the address as 815 Harper Street. Could you... Please make sure to be home at around 4. I won't bring up what you did 20 years ago. I only want to get some information. Please be there. Goodbye.
Oh, well.
End of messages. To erase, press...
Wait, what time is it?
It's close to 6.
I wonder if she found him.
You know, 815 Harper sounds very familiar.
Does it? Boy, she really sounded hurt. Do you think William hurt her?
Well, they didn't sound like they were on very friendly terms.
It sounded like they haven't spoken for 20 years. I wonder if he abandoned her.
That's it.
Well, I don't know for sure, Whit. I'm only guessing.
No. I know why that address sounds familiar. But William doesn't live there now.
How do you know?
Because that address belongs to someone else now. Someone we know.
Whit, Connie, what a pleasant surprise. Come on in.
Hi.
Thanks, Jack. We tried to call, but...
I just got back from the antique shop a few minutes ago. So what brings you here?
Well, I got a message on my cell phone from a woman named Cindy. She was coming to this house to meet someone. Was she here already?
I don't know. I just got back.
Oh.
I'm confused. Who would she be looking for at my house?
Her father. A man named William Crestone. I guess he used to live here.
Oh, yes.
You've heard of him?
He owned the house before Joanne and I moved in.
Ah. Well, do you know where he moved?
No. Did you try the phone book?
Yeah, he's not in there.
Well, what do you know about him, Jack?
Very little, I'm afraid. I never actually met him, if I recall correctly. The realtor said that he had to leave the house quickly for some kind of medical reason.
Huh.
Maybe he's in a hospital. I'll call around.
Well, he left quite a while ago.
Well, I'm going to try anyway.
Didn't Cindy leave a contact number on your voicemail?
Yeah, but when we called, we just got a machine. She won't get the message until she gets back home. Whenever that is. Whatever she needs from William sounded urgent. We have to help them get together, even though he abandoned her.
Well, now, you don't know that, Connie.
You know what? I just thought of something. Joanne found a picture of him in a cupboard drawer. We still have it somewhere around here. It's a long shot, but maybe that'll help.
It wouldn't hurt to try.
That's okay. Thanks. Bye.
Find anything?
Nothing. I tried the hospital and a couple of retirement homes.
Well, for what it's worth, here's the picture. It's a little blurry, but it says William Crestone, age 23, on the back.
Oh, he was in the Army.
Well, actually, that's a Navy uniform. He was a lieutenant.
What was that?
It's my cell phone.
Oh.
Oh, no, don't tell me.
You have another voicemail.
But how? I've had the phone on the whole time.
Someone could have called you when you were on the line with the retirement home.
You have one new message. Message one, new from 7:48 p.m. today.
William, it's Cindy again. I guess you're still not home. You know what? Forget all my other messages. I don't need to talk to you anymore. I'm giving up and I'm going home.
Oh.
I tried calling you. I waited at your house. I even left a note for you. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe this isn't even your number, but something tells me I wasn't supposed to talk with you at all. Goodbye.
No more messages.
Well, that's it. She's leaving.
Huh. I don't get it. She was so anxious to talk to him just a few hours ago. Why would she give up so easily?
Maybe she lost her nerve.
Maybe she's just tired of trying. Tired of giving him chances.
Connie, he hasn't had a chance to respond. He hasn't gotten any of these messages.
I'm talking about ever... Why hasn't he talked to her? I was right. He abandoned her.
You still have no reason to think anything like that, Connie. We should try to find William, since we're at a dead end finding Cindy. The future of their relationship could depend on it. Jack, she said she left a note. Did you see one on your front door?
No, but I wasn't looking for it either. Let's check outside. Oh, it's windy outside. Looks like a storm's coming up.
Yeah, well, I don't see a note anywhere.
So all we have to go on is an old picture of William in a uniform. Not much of a lead.
Wait a minute. The picture. He's in the military, right?
Right.
Well, I checked all the regular hospitals, but wouldn't he go to a military hospital if he was sick?
Yes, the VA hospital.
I'll make the call. Wonderful, thank you. He's there. William Crestone is at the VA long-term care facility on Front Street. We found him.
Did you talk to him?
Well, he's not in his room for the next half hour, but then he'll be back. I say we go up there and talk to him in person. I can't wait to see him.
Really?
Yes, I want to be able to poke him in the chest.
You want a what?
Well, there's nothing better than a good poke in the chest when you need to get a point across.
Connie, what point are you trying to get across?
Well, I want him to know how much he hurt his daughter.
Connie, you can't go in there with your poking finger all ready to go.
And why not?
We don't know anything yet. We need to talk with him. And actually, I think it's a good idea to talk to him in person. But not because we need to teach him a lesson. It might be quite a surprise for him to know his daughter is looking for him.
Fine, I'll try not to poke. How about you, Jack? You want to come?
I think I'll stay here. Cindy might try to stop by again.
Yep, good idea. Well, ready, Connie?
Let's go.
Oh, here it is, room 47.
Mr. Creston?
Come on in. Oh, howdy. You folks are early this week.
Early? What do you mean?
You're not with the church group?
No, I'm afraid not. I'm John Whitaker, and this is Connie Kendall. Hey. We've been trying to find you. We had your old address on Harper Street.
Oh, I haven't been there since I had the stroke.
Oh.
Why were you looking for me?
Well, it's about your daughter, Cindy.
Cindy? Is she all right? Did something happen?
No. She's fine. She's here in Odyssey.
You saw her?
No, but she's trying to call you. She's been calling Connie's cell phone. I'm guessing it was an old number of yours.
She's trying to call me? Do you know why?
No.
There must be something wrong. Or else... Could she... No.
What?
Could she possibly want to see me? I certainly don't deserve it.
What happened, Mr. Crestone?
I made some mistakes 20 years ago, and I still pay for them every day of my life.
Wait, maybe this is her. Hello?
Connie, it's Jack.
Oh, hi. Did Cindy come by?
No, but I found her note. It was in the front bushes. The wind must have blown it off the porch.
What does it say?
It says, William, call me. I'm at the Odyssey Hotel, 026-6838, Cindy.
Thanks, Jack. Hey, Cindy's at the Odyssey Hotel. We gotta call her quick. What's her last name?
It's Bancroft, or it was last I knew, but that was 20 years ago. She could be married and changed her last name for all I know.
Well, she may have left her maiden name at the front desk so you could call her.
She really wants to meet me?
Yes. She came all the way to Odyssey to see you.
Yeah, could I have Cindy Bancroft's room, please? Yeah. She left? Did she say where she was going? Yeah, I understand. Thanks.
She's already gone?
Yeah, about half an hour ago. What are we going to do?
Wait a minute. We know how she's leaving town.
We do?
Yes, remember the phone message? She said she was coming on the train. That must be how she's leaving.
Well, the train station's not far from here.
No, we could still catch her. Come on.
Wait.
What?
I've got something for you. Here. I can't go with you. But could you give this to her?
Sure, what is it?
A letter. It took me a long time to find the right words to say. I've been trying to tell her how much I miss her, but it keeps coming off all wrong. I hope I got it right this time. Will you take it to her?
Yeah.
And why don't you read it on the way there?
Me?
Yeah.
But it's for Cindy.
You're about her age. You know how she'd react. The letter tells the whole story. You can read it and see if I said it the right way. You know, see if it's worth giving to her.
All right. I will.
We'd better go.
Right. We'll be back soon, William.
Thank you.
This is so sad.
What?
This letter. William went to jail when Cindy was 5. He was convicted of embezzling and sentenced to 10 years in prison.
Really?
And then... Oh, that's awful.
What?
How could she?
What happened?
Although I do understand her feelings.
Who?
William's wife. She left him, married another man, and ran off with Cindy. But he... Oh, how sweet.
What?
What a selfless thing to say.
Selfless?
It sort of changes everything.
Honey!
Oh, William didn't try to stop her mom because he thought Cindy would live a better life with a normal two-parent family. He says, I've made my mistakes. I don't want you to have to pay for them. And if that means never seeing you again so that you could live your life in happiness, then that's what I'll have to do.
Well, that explains a lot.
Oh, listen to this. I've been thinking about you a lot today. I remember how you used to play hide and seek for me when I came home from work. You always gave yourself away by giggling every time I came near. I remember the giggle, and your smile was as big as the sea. To know that what I did to you took that smile away was the hardest thing I've ever had to deal with in my life. So he didn't abandon her. He loved her.
And obviously still does.
Yeah.
We're here. We'd better hurry. Her train could leave any minute. Come on. Right behind you, Connie. Oh, this place is so crowded.
Oh, no! There's a train boarding! Oh, do you think it's Cindy's?
Well, it could be. How do we figure out who she is? Do you have something to write on? I could make a sign and write her
Cindy!
Name.
Cindy! Cindy Bancroft! Paging Cindy Bancroft!
Oh, we could do that, yeah.
Do you think she heard me?
She probably heard you if she's leaving from the bus station in Connellsville.
Oh. Excuse me?
Oh, are you Cindy?
Yes, I am.
Oh. Thank goodness!
Who are you?
Well, we're here on behalf of your father.
William sent you?
Yeah, he didn't get your messages because I had his old phone number. And he didn't get your note because he doesn't live there anymore. The point is, he really wants to see you.
He does?
Yes!
I'm sorry you're too late. My train's leaving and I don't want to see him.
What are you talking about? You came all this way so that you could see him.
No, I didn't.
But I heard you. You said...
I know what I said. But things have changed.
How?
I came because my doctor thought that my unborn baby might have a disease and he needed to know the family medical history. But after I got here, I received word that he'd run the test again and my baby's okay.
Oh, praise God.
Yes, but that's the only reason I came. I didn't want to talk to him, but I thought I had to.
But you're here. Could it hurt to see him for a few minutes?
Yes. Knowing what my real father was like is painful enough. Why would I want to relive all of those feelings again?
Cindy, he recently had a stroke. This might be his only chance to see you.
He never wanted to be a part of my life before. What gives him the right to become a part of it now? For all I know, he's never given me a second thought for the last 20 years.
Well, I can't argue with the rest of that, but I know that he's thought about you constantly.
And how do you know that?
Because I read the letter he wrote you.
Never sent me any letters.
I know, he didn't send them, but he wrote one. It's right here.
Aboard!
I've got to go.
You won't give him this one chance, Cindy?
Not after what he's done. Listen, I appreciate you two trying to get us together, but I can't do it.
Well, look, at least take the letter with you. It tells the whole story. He wanted you to read it. Maybe you'll change your mind someday.
Fine, I'll take it.
And you'll think about it?
I've got to catch my train.
William?
Connie. Mr. Whitaker. You're back. Is Cindy with you?
I'm sorry, William. She just wasn't ready yet.
But she did take your letter.
Maybe she just needs a little time.
I don't blame her for going.
William?
Cindy?
Hi.
Hello. You came back?
What are you doing in here?
I had a stroke.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I'm getting better. You're having a baby.
Yes.
Your first?
Yes. It's a girl.
I'd like to meet her sometime.
Oh, please don't say that.
I'm sorry.
You broke my heart.
I know. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't think about your broken heart.
I can't do this. I can't talk like this after 20 years of nothing from you.
It's okay. You don't have to. You already did enough.
Oh, I didn't do anything.
You came back.
Huh. I did, didn't I?
Why?
I guess I wanted to see what you looked like. See if you'd changed. See if your eyes still lit up when I walked in the room.
Did they?
Yes.
Yeah. And that hasn't happened in a long time. I was such a fool, Cindy. I understand if you want to walk right back out the door. But before you do, I have to tell you how sorry I am. You have to know...
Oh, stop, William. Just stop. I wish you'd sent that letter. It would have made a difference.
What difference?
I could have been prepared for this. I might have started forgiving you a long time ago.
You want to forgive me?
Yes. I've held a burden on my heart for decades. A hatred for you that burned me up inside. But 5 years ago, I became a Christian. And I know now that I've been forgiven for the things I've done. So I can forgive you, too. I think God put Connie and Mr. Whitaker on this mission to find me.
I think so, too.
So, maybe it's time to start catching up.
I'd like that very much.
Oh, it sounds like you two have a lot to talk about. I think we'd better get going.
Leave now?
Connie.
Oh, yeah, right.
Mr. Whitaker. Connie. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. You gave us a nudge in the right direction.
That was amazing.
Yes. Jack will be disappointed that he missed out.
When we left Cindy at the station, I was sure she would never go back to William.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I guess that can happen when you live with bitterness for so long.
Yeah. I guess that doesn't just apply to Cindy, huh?
What do you mean?
Oh, there's something I have to do. Something I've been putting off for a while. You have a pen and paper?
There should be some in the glove box.
Okay, maybe you can help me with what to say.
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go. Dear Dad, I know I haven't written to you in a really long time.
A lot of us know people like Connie's dad, always making the same hurtful mistakes over and over. The Apostle Peter must have known someone like that too. In Matthew 18, he asked Jesus, "How many times should I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Should I forgive him 7 times? Jesus answered, "Not 7 times, but 70 times 7. If you're having trouble forgiving someone, think of this verse and how much God has forgiven you. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Call Me If You Care was written and directed by Nathan Hubler. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Alan Young, and Sarah Buskirk. Our sound designer was Rob Jorgensen, with production assistance from Christopher Deal. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.